Welcome to the Space Show, Bernard.
Well, I'm happy to be talking to Andrew. It's been a very exciting meeting that we're having here in Melbourne, and we're hearing a lot of new things.
And one of these, I believe, is on micro-lensing. What on earth is that?
Well, the kind of lensing that I personally have been studying has been lensing due to entire galaxies, where you have 100 billion stars, and it's an enormous mass. But individual stars can also have a lensing effect on stars that are behind them. And there are four different projects here in which they are actually observing the lensing effects of a single star distorting the image of a star that's behind it. One of the telescopes is actually located at Mount Stromlo, and they are monitoring every night over a million stars, looking for the brief flash that occurs when another star passes in front of it. And it's one way of searching for the dark matter in the universe.
How on earth do you distinguish that flash from the ordinary twinkling of the stars anyway?
Well, it's a flash that's only brief in a cosmic sense. That is typically the length of time that the flash lasts is anywhere from 1 to 100 days. So in that time, you can easily tell the difference between twinkling. And also the flashes that they're seeing are very intense. That is, the star brightens up by a factor of 10 or 20. So it's quite a dramatic change in the brightness of the star.
And this can be distinguished from ordinary flares and things like that?
Well, the answer is yes, but they've developed a great deal of virtuosity in distinguishing between those stars that are just naturally flaring or varying. The Cepheid variables, for example, are pulsating stars that regularly brighten and dim over a period of days. But they have a characteristic signature. And the microlensing also has a characteristic signature. And so it is possible to sort them out. And everyone agrees at this conference that the evidence that has been put forward says, yes, they are really seeing the microlensing of one star by another.
So what does it tell us other than that one star has gone in front of another?
Well, at the moment, they're studying stars in the Large Magellanic Cloud, and they're not seeing enough fluctuations. That is, the lensing frequency seems to be too low. At least it's too low if the halo of our galaxy is composed of chunks of massive dark matter. So it looks as though we don't have a halo made of solar mass chunks of dark matter. However, they're also looking at stars in the bulge of our galaxy, in a relatively transparent part in the constellation of Sagittarius, just about overhead here in Australia. And there, one can look right through the galaxy. It's a hole called Barda's Hole, which is less obscured by dust than most of the regions in Sagittarius. And there, they're seeing more fluctuations due to microlensing than they expected. And so we have two effects that we don't understand at this time. But, of course, it's a subject that's in its infancy, and I think we can look forward to much better results in the near future.
So it implies, then, the structure of our galaxy is a little bit different from what we had expected.
Well, one of the conclusions is that our galaxy may not be a nice regular spiral, but is rather of the type called a barred spiral, and that there is a bar of stars almost aligned between us and the center of the galaxy.
Oh, so we're sort of along one of the bars.
Yeah. And barred spirals are very beautiful. If you look through the pictures of galaxies, the barred spirals have a very dramatic shape because there's a central bar of stars, and then the spiral arms spring from the ends of the bar, and they give a very beautiful appearance.
Well, thank you for joining us tonight on the Space Show, and we hope to have this question resolved in the near future.
Well, thank you very much, Andrew. A great pleasure to talk to you.